A couple of weeks ago, the church, we, celebrated the feast of St. Rose Duchesne. Rose Duchesne was a French woman, a religious sister, who at the turn of the 19th century, she heard that there were people living in America who had never had the gospel proclaimed to them, the Native Americans. And she thought, my goodness, someone has to bring the teachings of our Lord to them, the salvation that He won for us. So she came and devoted the rest of her life to serving the Native Americans. She went off, did grueling work with a couple of her sisters. They go out into the frontier, they build their own homes, found orphanages, start schools, pour out their life completely for the Indians. People wondered, how can they possibly do this? How could they accomplish all that they did? The Native American people knew very well that it was St. Rose's life of prayer. They nicknamed her the woman who always prays. They would come to the chapel and they would find her kneeling before the Blessed Sacrament all the time. And the young Indian girls, they thought, you know, does she really stay there that long? Maybe she just happens to be there all the time when we drop by. So they decided to play a little game to find out if it was real or if she was just kind of pretending, trying to show them how to live a life of prayer. So these young girls, they took a shred of paper and they tore it into tiny little pieces. And they came in, she was kneeling at the foot of the sanctuary, and one of them snuck up behind her and just sprinkled these little shreds of paper on her habit. They left for a few hours, came back later, and all those shreds of paper were right where they left them. They did that numerous times. This watchful attentiveness that St. Rose had to our Lord. I remember one time, one of my spiritual directors in Rome, a priest by the name of Monsignor Thomas, he shared with me a story. One of the perks of being a priest in Rome when you work there is that you have the same schedule as one living the academic life. So you get your breaks off Christmas, Easter, and so forth. And so one Easter he decided he would return to his home diocese, Philadelphia, where his parents were still living, and he would spend Easter with his family. But in order to still live out the Easter week well, he decided that he would stay in his parents' home parish with the pastor there. And the pastor had a reputation of being a very holy man. People thought he was a saint. Easter week for a priest is the most demanding week of a priest's life. Normally, by the time Easter Sunday hits, you crash for a few days, right? You just kind of hang a sign in the rectory door, don't bother me, I'm busy. So he's living in the rectory with this priest, this holy pastor. They get to the end of the Easter vigil, and my spiritual director is exhausted. He says to this priest, Father, I'm going to bed. Everyone had taken off. And the priest says, you know, I'm just going to spend a little more time with our Lord. He kneels down at the foot of the sanctuary. That night, my spirit director said, for whatever reason, he couldn't sleep well. He was tossing and turning all night. Finally, he thought, you know, this is useless. I might as well take advantage of this time and go say some prayers. He comes back at 3:30 or 4 in the morning. And there is that pastor kneeling in the same spot in prayer 4 hours later. Passing his night in prayer. My brothers and sisters, when are we watchful for another person? For whom are we willing to sacrifice sleep? Or who would we wait for with special attention for their return? Only someone whom we love. I remember when I went off to college, I ended up being gone a lot longer than I initially anticipated, 10 years. Right, because after my freshman year, I entered the seminary, and I was only able to come back briefly, short stays at home, a week, a couple of weeks. Every single time I came home over the course of 10 years, no matter what time of the day or night that I arrived, my mom was either waiting up for me, or if she had something else to do, there were cookies baked, there was a light in my room, a candle burnt. The sheets were pulled down, an envelope, a letter on my bed, a gift waiting for me. Every time I came home, My mother was prepared for my return. And every time it resounded in my heart, she loves me. For whom are we not willing to lose our sleep, or to stay attentive, or to wait for their return? Someone whom we don't really love. I mean, think of lovers all down through the ages. When they have to part for a period of time, what do they say to one another? I would wait for you forever. Our Lord says, watch for me. Would you describe yourself as a person who is watchful? Do you love our Lord? Is there a need to increase that love? And if so, how do we do it? One of the responsibilities that I didn't really anticipate before becoming a priest that I should have expected is much of my ministry as a pastor is working with married persons or married couples. And oftentimes couples come to me or individuals come to me when they're struggling in their marriage. Father, I don't know where the flame has gone. You know, we want to save this marriage, but how do we do it? And I always start with the spiritual, because it's most important. Is God in your relationship? Do you go to Mass together? Do you pray together? But then immediately from the spiritual, I jump into the practical and I ask, and this is every single couple who comes to me, do you spend time together alone, one-on-one? Without the kids, without friends accompanying you, without relatives around, just the two of you to focus on your marriage. 95% of the time that there's troubles in a marriage, the response is, no, Father, that's fallen away from our marriage life. The healthiest, strongest marriages I've ever seen, the couple makes time to be just with their beloved. Actually, I know a couple. They plan a date night once a month, and nothing interferes with this night. I think it's the first Friday of the month, where they not only they'll go out to dinner or go to a movie or something like that, but they don't go home that night. They get a room for the night, where they have time together, where they can just work on their relationship, just be with one another. I know a young married couple who does that weekly, has a date night together. Whatever is true in our relationship with any human person is true in our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Do we make time where it's just one-on-one, where there's no distractions, no one else around, to work on our relationship with Him? If not, the flame will go out. My brothers and sisters, our Lord says, what I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. At the beginning of Advent, it's a time to renew our spiritual practices. You know, sometimes we get charged up, okay, Lord, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm going to start going to daily Mass. I'm going to pray the rosary every day. I'm going to read 15 minutes of sacred scripture just so I have time with you. And oftentimes, little by little, that goes to the wayside, as time alone with one's spouse might go to the wayside. And we need to come back to that foundation. My brothers and sisters, if there's anything in our lives that takes the first place before God Himself, something must change. There is no more important relationship. You know, whenever oftentimes people come in confession or spiritual direction, I'll say, you know, can you make 15 minutes, just quiet time a day with our Lord? Are you praying the rosary right now? Oh, Father, you know, I got kids, I got a wife, I got so much going on. How could I possibly fit that in? I remember one of the visionaries in Medjugorje. If the alleged apparitions of Medjugorje, which I believe are real, are true. One of the visionaries one time, Our Lady asked him, when he was a young man, she said, "My son, I call you to a deeper life of prayer." His response was the same: "How can I possibly find the time?" Her response was gentle and loving, but she said, "My son, it's not a question of time. It's a question of love. Do you love my son? Then you'll make time for him." My brothers and sisters, may we make time in our daily lives